Lual Deng, Managing Director of the Ebony Center for Strategic Studies, says South Sudan's problems cannot be solved by holding elections. He says several activities outlined in various chapters of the agreement have yet to be implemented, in which he says it should be implemented before elections are held.
If we don't have a permanent constitution, there's no way, in our view, you can conduct elections. So you have to have preconditions. The government is in place, which is Chapter 1. Chapter 2, this is security sector reform, it's not yet the army, not the unified army yet. Chapter 3, resettle returnees from the refugees, from the IDPs, from the POCs, so that they can vote in the elections. That chapter is not.
Deng says the parties to the peace deal have made some significant progress in implementing Chapter 4, which spells out resources, economic and financial management reforms. But Deng says Chapter 5, which talks about transitional justice, accountability, reconciliation and healing, has not been touched yet, while Chapter 6, which covers how to achieve a permanent constitution, is moving slowly. Government spokesperson Michael McQuay says the government will hold elections in the time frame laid out in the agreement.
We are here to ensure that the agreement is implemented. We are here to ensure that these forces which are undergoing training are graduated. We are for elections. Because it is the elections that will reduce all this mess which has been established by the agreement. So we are longing for that election to take place. Yeah. So that he who passes, that party that passes, takes over fully. There will be no more compromises. There will be no more accommodations.
Deng says there is a reason why some of the chapters in the agreement were scheduled to be implemented before elections take place. He says if the provisions are not fully implemented prior to elections, some leaders may end up fighting again.
If you don't do this and you rush for election, leave alone, I'm not even talk of that you need to do the population census. You may do it on the basis of the 2010 constituencies. So we have at least we have no problem there. But the other six conditions, they have to be implemented before you do that. Otherwise, you start over the war, because if the losers, those who lose the election, they may not recognize. And we are back to square one.
Deng says, based on what is written in Chapter 2, he does not think what is happening now is an amalgamation of forces. He says the National Army must be based on the constituencies of all 79 counties and Abyei. Deng says the SPLM in opposition has 95% from one ethnic group, and the government army is controlled by another ethnic group. He says holding elections before those issues are worked out will only lead to more problems. Deng is calling on the guarantors of the peace agreement, Uganda and Sudan, to push the leaders harder to fully implement the agreement. He is also urging the parties to focus on implementing the six chapters.
In Chapter 1, government is formed, but the presidency is supposed to be collegial. It's not functioning. They don't meet frequently. Collegial presidency must meet daily, at least for 1 hour, to get the briefing, daily briefing of the president. It's no longer one person. There are six. So let it work. Then repatriation of the people from camps. Chapter 4, we said, yes, we're making progress. The economic reform is happening. And then Chapter 5, we said, truth and reconciliation. What prevents you set up a commission? And then Chapter 6, the constitution.
Deng says out of 52 parties in South Sudan, only 7 are registered. He says it's important for the parties to know that elections require voter registration, that voters be educated, and that the political parties be allowed to hold rallies. Deng says if the parties cannot implement the remaining activities in all 6 chapters within 9 months, it is better for the parties to start a new transitional period in which holdout groups such as those run by General Thomas Cirillo, General Paul Malong, General Pagana Mum and General Oyai Deng negotiate with the transitional government to end what he calls the continuous fighting in the country. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.